Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thanks for tuning in today. This is episode 123. The first group today were originally active from 1976 to 1980. From Los Angeles, here are the Germs on the Blurred Crusade.
Ah! Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, that'll wake you up. CJSF 90.1 FM. And we're also heard online anytime at cgsf.ca. Todd with you back in the saddle after a few weeks off. I had a great trip to Asia. I went to Japan and the Philippines. Missing that right now, but we're back to the music. We started the set off with The Germs, a original press 12-inch EP from 1981 on Slash Records. We heard Caught in My Eye from What We Do Is Secret on crispy vinyl. The Germs, classic lineup of The Germs were the late Darby Crash on lead vocals, Pat Smear on guitar, who went on to play with Nirvana and the Foo Fighters, and the late Lorna Doom on bass and Don Bowles on drums on that particular track. And then we got into Shonen Knife from Osaka, Japan, formed in 1981, and they are still active. Just reading a quote from Boston Globe describing the sound of Shonen Knife. They said, "Something oddly spellbinding occurs when deceivingly silly lyrics are sandwiched between a buoyant guitar and a rapid-fire pop-punk drum kit." Very clearly describing the sound of Shonen Knife. And then we got into another Japanese band, hardcore, a little hardcore band there, Balzac, formed in Kyoto, Japan, in 1992, heavily influenced by the Misfits, labeled as horror punk, electropunk, digital hardcore, etc. Speaking of Balzac, where I was staying in Osaka, where we were staying in Osaka, was literally about a half a block from a hotel that we were staying at, and Balzac were playing in sort of a Smiling Buddha CBGB sort of venue, and we decided we're going to check out Balzac, and I thought, you know, first I'm going to have a little nap because I was a little jet-lagged, and I literally crashed for 5 hours and missed the complete gig, so no Balzac for me in Osaka.
Won't sleep.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Well, I write all the songs. This album, well, I just came out with an album, Baby Blue, and most of the ones we're playing today, the two that we just played, are from the album.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
We were probably playing Vancouver, like, local pubs for, like, a year or so, maybe 6 months before the release.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Right now, a fresh track from a band called The Nuticles, right here on CJSF.
Parasite.
Achtung, Punkrock-Freunde, this is the Blurred Crusade, live on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I love it. Some girl school. CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Todd with you, as always, on this Wednesday afternoon. Girl School formed 1978 in London. Still going strong after 40-plus years. The original lineup featured Kim McAuliffe on guitar and vocals, Enid Williams on bass and vocals, Denise Dufort on drums, and the late, great Kelly Johnson on lead guitar. We started that set off with some brand new stuff, The Nudicles, and a track called Shut Your Giggy. And then we had a song by me, Beneath the Sleeping City, from the album 813. You can listen to all my stuff on all the major streaming platforms. I also just put out a CD. That's Todd McCluskey, Beneath the Sleeping City, and the album is 813.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Okay, up next from Rock Action Records, released March 27th, 2026. This is The Twilight Sad with Dead Flowers on